Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. Earlier this week, a federal judge in Arkansas stayed the scheduled executions of two of the seven men on that state's death row. Arkansas wanted to push through the executions because the drug used in lethal injections there is set to expire. Now, amid all the rush, legal wrangling over the mental health of two of the condemned men is what halted Monday's executions. The next two are planned for Thursday, and the court has ruled for now that those two executions can go forward. In Arkansas, there's little doubt over guilt, but there's continued skepticism over due process and how many death row inmates have seen their time run out with no second chances to prove their innocence. In Oklahoma, meanwhile, death row inmate Richard Glossop has faced execution three times. He says he's innocent, and he hopes that a new documentary reinvestigating his case will help prove it.
You're not allowed to take anything with you but addresses and phone numbers, your Bible. Your day is pretty much sitting there waiting for that day to happen, waiting for them to come and get you, to strap you in and to finally end, your life.
Joe Berlinger is director of the Investigation Discovery TV documentary Killing Richard Glossop. John Hockenberry spoke with Joe Berlinger about the profile. It's all about what due process has meant for the Oklahoma death row inmate.
He's the poster child for everything that could go wrong in the system and everything that can go wrong by having a death penalty. You know, here's a guy who's never did a crime before. And the confessed murderer, a guy named Justin Sneed, who was the motel maintenance man, who was a meth addict, whacked this guy repeatedly over the head in a botched robbery attempt. And then the police, and you see it in the interrogation tapes, the police encouraged him to finger Richard Glossop as the guy who actually hired Sneed. Why? Because murder for hire is a capital offense. And so this elevated this to the death penalty because the prosecutor at the time, a guy named Bob Macy, had 54 death penalty notches on his belt, and they were going for the death penalty. So right from the start, this guy's case was deeply troubled. All of his post-conviction appeals process was deeply flawed. And then the thing that blew my mind and what made me wanted to tell his story is his odyssey on death row exemplifies everything that's wrong with the death penalty system. You know, this is a guy who's had three last meals. In Oklahoma, there's a 35-day process. When you're about to be executed 35 days before, you go from your regular death row cell to an area that's even more deprived. One meal, lights on 24/7, you're always being watched, your mattress is thinner. I mean, they basically just want you to give up so you die. And so many people in the innocence community believe he's innocent.
What does Glossop say?
Oh, Glossop has maintained his story consistently from the start, that he's innocent, he had nothing to do with this crime. Meanwhile, the confessed killer, and I got to talk to both of them in person, has changed and manipulated his story multiple times. There's no corroborating evidence.
So what is the provenance? What's the origin of these laws that say you can't look at evidence? When Americans would think in the court system at every level, well, what else are you looking at?
Well, there's this bizarre concept of the finality of judgment. You'll hear that a lot. Like, you know, when new evidence comes up after 20 years, the governor of Arkansas, you know, is saying it now, and the attorney general for Arkansas, this is a travesty for the families. They've been waiting 25 years for this, you know. And look, I'm incredibly sympathetic to victims' families, but it's just emblematic of a system that will allow innocent people to be killed.
You had feelings about this case, which got in the way of your camera.
There's no room, I think, in this instance for letting people make up their own mind, which is my usual journalistic style. This is a guy who's exhausted all of his appeals. Clemency's been denied. His execution could be as early as the summer of, this summer. I've looked deeply into the case, and I've never seen such a case that lacked such evidence. There's no physical evidence linking Glossop to the crime scene. The case really is a he said, she said, or rather a he said, he said. I mean, classic jailhouse snitch trying to make their situation better. It's just a classic situation in the criminal justice system.
I think that so much of our critique and, 21st century look at what's going on in America intersects with the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
It's almost the whole story of our national identity right now. Can we fix it? Do we understand what's happening there?
Yeah.
How does this story add to that big, huge narrative.
Yeah, well, there are lots of problems in the criminal justice system, as we know, over-sentencing, you know, bad use of plea deals, forcing people of color and impoverished people to accept crimes that they didn't necessarily commit because they got a bigger crime hanging over them. But the biggest problem in our criminal justice system, because it involves killing people, is the death penalty. And what's going on in Arkansas really has shined a light on all the problems that are going on with the justice system.
And it's not an issue of do you support the death penalty or do you not support the death penalty. It's looking at this death penalty that's become a kind of killing mill. I mean, Arkansas is about, well, we've got to get rid of these people. Let's just off them before the expiration date.
Right. The drugs are hard to procure, and there's a reason for it, in particular midazolam, which has been sold as a humane way of killing people. You know, in Oklahoma, we've seen with Charles Warner and Clayton Lockett, these people writhing in pain. I mean, Lockett took 45 minutes to die. Warner said his body's on fire. And look, these are terrible crimes. And so some people may be saying, well, let them suffer. But, you know, laws and protections are there for the worst of the worst. The Constitution is not there for the most law-abiding citizen. The Constitution is for the worst case. But we have seen that, and this is the greatest problem to me of the criminal justice system as it relates to the death penalty, is it's a system run by human beings. Human beings make mistakes, and you cannot have a system that allows an innocent person to be killed. And on death row, in the last two decades, almost 160 people have been exonerated.
Richard Glossop may not be alive in a year.
Yeah.
Have you prepared for that moment?
I think it'll be very devastating. I do have hope that at the very least, if this series on Richard Glossop doesn't lead to him getting a new trial, which is you know, what I think he deserves, at the very least, he won't be first on the execution list with all of this attention. But if he's executed, it'll be, you know, I will be heartbroken.
Joe Berlinger is the director of Killing Richard Glossop. It's a documentary on Discovery. It's just started streaming, and it's a look at the death penalty due process in a particular case in Oklahoma, but with all kinds of issues for the national death penalty debate. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.